Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Greetings and welcome to this January 2025 edition of Folksy here on MinervaRadio.uk, courtesy, of course, of Koldi Media. This time out, we're chock full of new and recent releases, but with one notable exception, which just happens to be our first selection of the programme. It's one I heard only last week, actually, on our amazing 24-hour random selector, while I was working, actually, and I duly recalled how amazing it was when first released back in 2009. Do you know, we now have something approaching 9 or I think possibly even 10,000 tracks on this amazing selector. And this is one of them. It's Dog and Mehmet from his 09 album Gypsy Head and the Raging Seas.
Turks and an Englishman sitting under a vine tree. Yes, there's two Turks and an Englishman fighting in the seas. When the nights are cold and the days so hot, they're fighting for to save the land of peace. 1 month in May on the raging seas, overlooking the land was in peace, with his long black hair and its smiling face. It's not the same now, it's not the same, it's not the same. Ooh. As the bombs drop, as the babies cry, the mother follows cause the sons just die. And the father sent a letter, father sent a letter from the raging sea. And an Englishman sitting under a vine tree. Yes, there's two Turks and an Englishman fighting in the seas. When the nights are cold and the days so hot, they're fighting for to save the land of peace. Oh, my dear wife and my baby child, it'll soon be over and home I'll come. We'll forget these days when the sun's too bright and remember me, my dear child. Oh, it's two Turks and an Englishman sitting under a vine tree. Yes, there's two Turks and an Englishman fighting in the seas. Oh, when the nights are cold and the days so hot, fighting for to save the land of peace. Pleased to say that I've made some friends. I can't speak the language, but they know my name. We work all day and play cards all night and dream when we'll be home. So for 8 long days we passed 8 countries. We bid our courage to to the raging seas. Now we're homeward bound from the wind and the rain. Ye old England, not in vain. And an Englishman sitting under a vine tree. Yes, there's two Turks and an Englishman fighting in the seas. Oh, when the nights are cold and the days so hot, they're fighting for to save the land of peace. I'm pleased to say that the war is over. The church bells will ring as the Hutch would cry. Freedom was back in the land of peace. 30 long years is my wife still here. Still here.
Oh, that's great. I hadn't heard that for years. That's Dog and Memmott and the Deer Hunters, as his band were known at the time, and the Raging Seas from his Gypsy Head album from 2009. And actually, I recall seeing Doggan as a guest with the Imagine Village Collective years ago, and they were really good, you know, no doubt about it. But Doggan was just fantastic. In rock terminology, you might even suggest he blew them off the stage, really, but that's my opinion completely. But it's great, great stuff. And he went on to do loads of things, actually, performing in musicals, I think. Appeared at the Globe Theatre in a folky star production once or twice, and more besides. But I'm not too sure what he's currently up to be perfectly honest. If you're listening, Doggan, let me know. I was informed a while back, while still at the BBC, that he'd opened a barber shop. I don't know how true that is. But anyway, all the best to Doggan Memmott, whatever he's up to. And all thanks to our AI-based random selector for reminding me of that little classic. Okay, let's have some recent tracks. And we'll start again with another track now from an album we enjoyed playing in the Folk Scene office from last November and December. It was released 22nd of November last year. And it's from the acclaimed Bristol-based psych folk trio Hands of the Heron. It's their third studio album called Quiet Light. But I'll tell you what, it's an absolute belter. You know, it's a really, really, a real step forward, we might say, for Hands of the Heron. And they've got their own little community label. They're from Bristol, as I mentioned, called Kukuli Records. And hopefully that will help people hear it, really, because one of the big problems we in the folk scene have is that you don't always hear the great stuff that's out there. That's what Minerva Radio's here for, by the way. So send us your stuff, please do. We'll play it. As I think I mentioned last time out, we like new music. And in that case, this is Hands of the Heron and Boat Song.
What will your boat bring coming into harbour? Bring coming into land. Mine brings the song of Neptune from the waves to my waiting hand, and sung beneath the waning moon, coming into land. What will your boat bring coming into harbour? What will your boat bring coming into land? Mine brings the song of an ancient tide carving through the sleeping sand. Carried us to the other side, coming into land. What will your boat bring coming into harbour? What will your boat bring coming into land? song of sorrow. Storms our brothers didn't understand, and deprived them of tomorrow coming into land. What will your boat bring coming into harbour? What will your boat bring coming into land? Mine brings the song of a silver sea, sweeter than any beating heart could stand. There they'll sail in stillness for eternity, never coming into land, never coming into land.
Oh, I like that a lot. That's Hands of the Heron from Bristol, and a really nice track called Boat Song from their Quiet Light album, which is available now. We picked it up. It was sent to us kindly, very, very kindly sent to us back end of November, beginning of December. And I've been playing it a lot in the office. Really nice. Very, very good. And very good production on it, which is, you know, another real bonus when you're broadcasting this stuff, isn't it? Released on the same day, actually, as Hands of the Heron, Luke Jackson unveiled a long-awaited album. It's entitled Bloom, and it's taken 5 years. Now, we played quite a bit of Luke Jackson stuff before lockdown on BBC Radio Merseyside's folk scene. We like Luke a lot, but he didn't do an awful lot during or after lockdown. It's an interesting one because he was following his own sort of musical journey, I think, which included playing with Jules Holland, the legendary Jules Holland, on tour, as well as performing with his trio, actually, at the Royal Albert Hall some time ago. But Bloom's an interesting one. It's a reflection of the last 5 years, he says. Yeah, and he quote him, I poured an awful lot into these songs, drawing from the highs and lows throughout my 20s, which is good. And being a touring musician makes a massive, massive difference to how you feel about music anyway, doesn't it? And Bloom reflects that. It's a very, very, very interesting album. So take a little listen to this one. This is Luke Jackson from his brand new album called Bloom, and this is Trouble Don't Last.
You know, keeping up, love. Keeping up, love. So wake me up when the rain holds and the sky is filled with blue and light drains in to every room. Darkness don't come so soon. Sometimes it is a ruler of the day. Most times I wish that it would go away. There's times I hope it would stay. The trouble don't lie. Trouble don't last. Trouble don't last. No, trouble don't last. Away.
That's nice. Luke Jackson from his brand new album Bloom, which was released just towards the back end of last year, but I thought we'd play another track from it. We have played a track from it previously. It's called Trouble Don't Last, album Bloom. And I do think that Bloom kind of marks a new chapter for Luke Jackson. If you listen to the lyrics, you listen to the style of playing, beautiful production on it as well. It sort of showcases his maturity, I think, as a songwriter, and that's got to be good, hasn't it? He's going through a very interesting. And that's available from all sorts of places. But if you wanted to get onto the Birnam website, B-I-R-N-A-M, you can buy it directly from there. It's a really good album and I do recommend it most sincerely to you. Okay, brand new release now. And in fact, it's not out for a while, this one, but I couldn't help but just play you a track from it. It's from Sylvie Lewis. Now, Sylvie Lewis is based over here and she's kind of stretching across to a... an earlier album that was released in 2015. Then she became a mum, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you know the story about that. But she's back in with songwriting, album releases now, with the help, actually, of a guy called Joe Harvey White. And then also, you know, American friends over in Nashville that helped with the production. So it's a really interesting sort of British come American, Americana album, if you see what I mean. So I'll just sort of give you a taste of this. It's not available quite yet. But nevertheless, it's going to be interesting. Well, I think Ian and I, my producer, have decided we're going to play a few selections from this album until it's actually released because we both rate it very highly. So here's the opener from Sylvie Wise. The album is called Lives Wisely, which is quite nice, isn't it, really? And it's also an opening track, which has got my name in it. It's called Call Me When It Rains, Mike's Song.
Flies so high, you might get to wondering if it's ever gonna fall. Those are the days you walk high and mighty, forgive yourself for thinking you don't need anyone at all. Everybody knows the weather was made. Everybody goes, you can call me. is flowing. Now I might be wrong, but if I had to guess, I'd say they go where the money goes, and when it's gone, guess where they're going. Now everybody knows the weather was made for changing. When everybody goes, you can call me when it's raining. Thunder and lightning dance across the sky. I've got somewhere that we both can hide. Mm-hmm. When it's pouring down the window pane, your dreams are going down the drain, and the blues won't let you be. Maybe the clouds will let you see. What everybody knows, yeah, the weather was made for change. When everybody goes, you can call me.
Nice bit of jazzy folk mixed with Americana, that. That's Sylvie Lewis from an album that's forthcoming, Call Me When It Rains, brackets Mike's Song. And that's from a brand new album, due, I think, end of Feb, probably. And I think it's Lives Wisely, because not rather than Lives Wisely, because each particular track seems to be about certain people and the way that these different people live their lives. So that's the way I've sort of interpreted it anyway. It's produced by Jonah Tolchin over in the States, sort of electronically and through Zoom, I suppose, and co-produced by Joe Harvey White, as I mentioned previously. Famous names in the production there. Great, that. Like that very, very much. Okay, on with the motley. We've got another brand new release here, which is out now. It's only just been released. And it's a kind of a Swedish-British album. It's been made by Emma Reed and Elika Frizzell, and it began in a relationship via music at the Royal College of Music in Stockholm. And then they started collaborating, and eventually they've ended up being a very, very important concert performers in Sweden. And over here in the UK, they visited us too. It's a really interesting album, actually, because there are different dance styles which go back, you know, hundreds of years that are interplayed with different kinds of colours, musical colours and textures, that type of thing. So I've enjoyed listening to this on several occasions. It's just out now. The album is called Veda, which means weather, and it's Emma and Elika. And this particular track, I think, is an interesting one. I won't give you the title right now because I'll just make out I get the Swedish spelling right. But have a listen to Emma and Elika anyway. Very nice, this. Thank you. Gosh, that's interesting playing, isn't it? That's very different from the British style of string playing with fiddles and violas, etc. Excellent stuff. That's Emma and Elika. And the track, and forgive me if I get this wrong, is called Tve Polska Efter Erik Host. And that's a really nice piece of dance music, actually, you know, from the olden days, so to speak. Very good. Good album, this. And it's out on Capophon Records, which is a Swedish folk album label, etc. They produce a lot of good stuff. And we'll play another track or two from that, I think. It's really nice to get a different style of fiddle playing as an interlude in an edition of Folk Scene. I think it's good to do that. Great, that. Emma and Elika. And I'll try and repeat it. Tve Polska Efter Erik Host. I thought that was quite good, actually. Anyway, okay, on with the motley. Let's move on a little bit now to a brand new release. This one's out actually in a few days' time, and I'm speaking it in the middle of January here. And it's an interesting one. It's already had the odd review, and Fatia really get it quite right. They say it makes you stop and listen. Songs that came to the ear full of joy and passion. It definitely does, and it's from Will Finn and Rosie Calvert. It's almost out now, so take a look now for it. The album title is called Fallow Alchemy. And the material's really interesting because the whole point of the album is trying to think about how, I don't know, we all require a bit of fallow time, really, to just, you know, get over yourself a little bit in some respects. You know, grow creatively and all that kind of thing. I mean, you know, the world around us does that. We're in the middle of that now, aren't we? A very fallow period in January. And Wilfern and Rosie Calvert have kind of captured that in music. They're an award-winning husband and wife duo anyway. They came together through their love of music. Do you ever remember a quartet called the Teacups? I think I remember seeing them up in North Yorkshire somewhere at one stage or another. And in any case, you know, the pair are graduates from Newcastle's folk and traditional music degree as well. So they're, you know, really interested in vibrancy and flair and intricate harmonies, that kind of thing. So see what you think of this. This is an interesting track. Again, it's called Swimming Pool. So see if you can relate the title of the song to the feeling that they're trying to create. It's very, very interesting in that respect. Will Finn and Rosie Calvert.
This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, moved my arms around. This summer I swam in the ocean and I swam in the swimming pool. Salt in my wounds, chlorine in my eyes. I'm a self-destructive fool, a self-destructive fool. This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, moved my arms around. Breaststroke and the butterfly and the old Australian crawl, the old Australian crawl. This summer I swam in a public place and a reservoir to boot. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit, I wore my swimming suit. This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, moved my arms around. Thank you. swan dives and jackknives for you all. And once when you weren't looking, I did a cannonball. I did a cannonball. This summer I went swimming. This summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. Moved my arms
this
around.
This summer I went swimming.
This summer I might have drowned. But I held my
it. Absolutely great. Will Finn, Rosie Calvert, and Swimming Pool from their brand new album, Fallow Alchemy, which is a good title, isn't it? And the song's interesting. I mean, it's very poppy in a way, isn't it? It's an amazing arrangement. You know, it's just great. There's all sorts of things going on there. But I always think, you know, anything to do with swimming in a song, it's fascinating, isn't it? Because, and they suggest, well, you know, well, I went swimming during the summer and I did this. Actually, it might have been like that and I might have drowned, but I had good fun. So it's kind of living on the edge in a funny kind of way that they're perhaps trying to suggest. Very intricate harmonies going on. Did you notice there was a semitone lift at the end there too, which really changed the song around? Really good, rousing instrumentation. All sorts of things on there. I think, did I detect a piano in there as well? Maybe. Maybe not, but it sounded really full, the sound. Brand new album released in a few days, actually. Will Finn and Rosie Calvert. Fallow Alchemy, and that was Swimming Pool. Okay, now here's a nice one. I've been waiting for this, actually, and it arrived only a couple of days ago. This is from one of my favourite groups, actually, and that's the Welsh language outfit, Pedaya. And it's a long-awaited second album. It's called Dadane, and it's out now. And they've been so busy. They've been really, really busy. I don't think they've had a chance to do much in the way of recording. But really interesting interpretations of the Welsh folk tradition, without a shadow of a doubt. And there's a new collection of their own songs here now, which kind of reflect their own life's journey, etc., on the road. It displays a lot of just, I don't know, there's something about Welsh storytelling, isn't it? I just think it's fantastic, you know. I mean, I've spent a couple of years living in Wales, and you really get the feel for it when you're there, and the feel for the language, and the way that the language has almost been rescued over the last few decades, and it's now, you know, prominent all over Wales, and also the way that the language kind of differs a little bit, so pronunciation can be different between North Welsh and South Welsh. Fascinating, fascinating country, and fascinating music, and I'd like you to, you know, think about this, perhaps. When we play this next track, it's called Golanen Wen, and it's by Pedaya.
Can I be? se šal kako je vidma ma.
That's a long-awaited second album, especially in Wales. It was Padair, Sean James, Gwenyn Gibbard, Gwyneth Glyn and Menéar Gwilym. Fantastic, that. And they're starting a short tour over the next couple of days, actually. Mostly in Wales, I think, or maybe even exclusively in Wales. And it's finishing in Bangor and they're performing with the BBC NOW Orchestra as well, the National Orchestra of Wales. So that's going to be a good one. It's going to be recorded for BBC Cymru. So they're a big artist, they're big artists in Wales, and you know, it doesn't matter what language you speak or you're singing, it does, it's great, it's really good, and I do like them very much. Excellent. So we'll be playing more Padair in a little while. Well, on the next programme, we'll work our way through a few more new releases before that. One of which came out again in November, I think, or early December, up north in Scotland from Norman Paterson. We played quite a bit of Norman Paterson before. He's one of those guys that didn't even realise he could write or sing a song, really, up until he finished work in his very late 50s, early 60s, and decided to tinker with his guitar. And all of a sudden, you know, he's doing really, really well on the Scottish trad scene and, you know, getting people to play with him. And he plays Glasgow's Celtic Connections, of course, which starts this week, doesn't it? The new version of that. Absolutely fantastic. So albums have come out quite frequently from Norman, and his new one is called Loved, and I've just picked a track from Loved to see what you think of it. This is Norman Paterson.
Fished the sea in the night, he wove the tweed. New things you'd not find in books, put back more than he took, and lived the honest life of a crofter. He did not live a life of comfort. Ruled by calendars and clocks, he understood the seasons, respected all the reasons, and lived the honest life of the crofter. He raised his family on the tweed and the sheep, cast his nets where the waters ran deep, watched his brother move away while he knew that he must stay and protect the honest way of the crofter. He spoke only of what he knew, gave respect where it was due, looked out for all his neighbor, helped them in their labor, for that was the way of the crofter. Twice each Sunday he climbed the hill, like his father did before, stand with good book in hand, lead the line across the land, for he lived the honest life of the crofter. Things began to change, understood they always would. He'd think about the old days, remembering the old ways, when he lived the honest life.
Yes, Norman Paterson. Late to the performing scene, you might imagine, but nevertheless, very well loved up in Scotland as well. And that's the album called Loved and the Crofter. It's a nice song. I don't know if he's playing this year's Celtic Connection, probably somewhere, because it's such a big event, isn't it, in, you know, the areas surrounding Glasgow and Glasgow City Centre. It's really interesting, and Edinburgh to a certain extent. It's a really interesting project, that. Norman Paterson, anyway, and Loved, an album that only came out in December. This is one that came out a little while ago, too. I think we might have received it here in November. It was back end of October, I think, from Alice Allen. And it's a very interesting one to play now, because it serves as a reminder to me, to remind everybody out there, that Celtic Connections has just started. And this is an album that was recorded by her. She's a very interesting, very, very interesting string player. She plays all kind of things and plays with fiddler Alistair Savage as well, and Stone Salt and Sky, we've played them. So she's a very interesting string player. And this is live from last year's Celtic Connections Festival, recorded live at exactly this time last year. So I thought it would be a nice one to play you a bit of a track from, give you an idea about what's going on north of the border. We'll keep up with it over the next few editions, because there's usually something tasty that comes out of it. And also a reminder to you all, if you are up that way, try and see Beth Malcolm's performance, because she's turning her, well, our folk scene album of the year into a stage performance. So if you are going up there, see if you can look out for Beth Malcolm. Meanwhile, have a little listen to Alice Allen.
Thank you.
That's really good, isn't it? That's really groovy stuff. They know how to make Highland jigs and reels and all the rest of it move. Really, really good. That's Alice Allen, recorded live, captured by producer Keir Long at the New Auditorium, Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, this time last year. And Alice is pretty well known. She's got a folk trio up in Scotland called Lyre. And some of the songs that are performed live here are Lyre tunes, actually, Lyre songs and tunes. But it's really, really multi-layered her stuff. And it's got a real groove to it. I love that. Great. And it just reminds us all, keep an eye open. You might want to take a look at BBC Scotland. Have a look and see if anything's on the telly. BBC Alba, of course. There will be things on BBC Alba. There's some great performers up there. And they'll all be highlighted this year's Celtic Connections. And we'll keep our eye on it too. And if we get sent any good stuff, we'll pass it over to you. Speaking of which, received a brand new CD t'other day from none other than Wilter Wilson. Great duo. They've been around for a while, but they never stop producing really, really excellent songs. I've always fancied in the old days, I wanted them to come into Radio Merseyside to talk to me in it and play some music, but they were so busy. They just never stop gigging. And that's the way it goes with them. The new album is actually called Home because of that. And they say, well, what is home actually? Anyway, well, I think their home is on the road. I think they've got a camper van or something, so they get to travel around the country on that. But the songs are just tremendous, really, really good. And this is the title track of this brand new album by Wilter Wilson.
Climbed the stairs to bed. She said, your home is in your head. It's not where you were born. It's in the clothes that you have on. Maybe it's a point of view, a feeling washing over you, a sorrow hanging off your bones, a longing for a place you can't call home. Not a stone set in the ground. It's not a name placed on a town. It's not a number on a door, somewhere you have been before. It might well be something new, a place you're always headed to, a candle burning in the dark, a bench to lie on in a park. What is home? What is home? If home is where your heart is, what if your heart's been broken? A thousand tiny pieces cast adrift upon an ocean. What if your life has been a never-ending trek? You don't know where you're headed for. You just know you're not there yet. What is home? What is home? Have you ever had that feeling of being buried underground? You feel like you're screaming, yet no one hears a sound. Your feet dragging molasses, you try but you can't run. You need a friend to talk to, there isn't anyone. What is home? What is home? A thousand miles with everything you own strapped to your back. Your future lies in limbo, no way forward, no way back. They'll tell you you're not wanted here. You please, they fall on deafened ears. You feel you've lived 100 years, the product of a million tears. What is home? What is home? So I turn off the television and I make my way upstairs and I climb into a warm bed beside her lying there. She mutters and she mumbles as she tumbles in her dreams and I get the inclination that this is what it means. What it means. This is home. I am home.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. Winter Wilson from the brand new album Home. And that's the title track. Excellent stuff. I think really, you know, Dave Wilson is one of our leading songwriters. Without a shadow of a doubt, really. Really, really good stuff. So if you're thinking of an album, you know, you just want to change things around a bit, have a go at Home, Winter Wilson. Really, really good. As is the next track, actually. Singer-songwriter Michelle Laverick sent me a very exciting EP last week, and I simply had to play the title track. Michelle's an independent folk artist, originally from Teesside, I think, but she now lives in the Peak District, lucky Michelle. And I thought the EP was very, very promising indeed. Actually, she has gigs coming up over the next couple of weeks. Cafe 9 in Sheffield, well-known venue that, and the Queen's Head in Belper. So check out her website for this, and she's really, really interesting stuff. Take a listen to this. Selkie, I beg your pardon, child.
My mother was a Selkie, beached on seal sands. She could never leave a place on the land. And I was a Selkie child that could not be so far away from the salt, the sand and the sea. Though human words I spoke, neither fish, neither fowl, neither flesh, neither bird or bloke. How strangely strange is the strangeling am I? How strangely changeable this changeling am I? I pulled myself up by my boots. I pulled myself up by my roots. Crossing the T's, the poor girl's Rubicon. One look over my shoulder, the next I was gone. Now here I stand on the bridge of infinity, with my future behind and my past in front of me. Learning the secrets only a secret heart could tell, and feeling the pull of the estuary swell. For the thorn is the cradle of the oak, and the best lies live close to the truth. This is not a tear, I do not cry. It's just the wind in my eye. These are not tears, I shall not cry. It's just the wind in my icy eye. I was my mother's selkie child. I was just my mother's selkie child. I was my mother's selkie child. I was just my mother's. I was just my mother's, I was just my mother's child. I was just my mother's, I was just my mother's, I was just my mother's child.
That's a fascinating story, isn't it? Selkie Child from Michelle Laverick, Peak District based. Singer-songwriter. We've got a few gigs coming up as well in the Yorkshire and Derbyshire area, so take a look out for Michelle Laverick. That's an EP, and the title track's Selkie Child. Well, just enough time to say fare thee well. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed some of these new releases. We should have more for you next time out. It's one of those times of the year, isn't it? And keep an eye on those Celtic Connections programs as well on the telly if you can catch them. Fantastic. Let's just play a little more from Emma and Elika, and we'll see you very soon.